Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman and Tom Turbrock. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks for having me.
Good afternoon, you two. Another great show. This is a blast.
Absolutely. Want to welcome back to the air. We have Scott Schaffman, one of my co-workers at Cornerstone Mortgage. Welcome
Yay!
Back, Scott.
Hello, Doug. Thank you very much.
Glad you're here. And also,
thank you for having me.
And you have a special guest you brought in studio with you. I don't know if you want to introduce.
Sure. This is Kim Anderson. Yeah. Kim and I have been working together for, I'd say, about 10 years now.
Yep. Thank you for having me today.
And absolutely.
Kim, you are one of the top producing realtors in St. Louis, and you work with formerly Prudential. And
Prudential
now,
Select Properties and now Berkshire Hathaway.
Right, Berkshire Hathaway. And that's been, you guys were bought out, I guess, as part of a merger with Warren Buffett.
Correct.
And how's that merger gone? How do you feel about
it? It's gone great. I mean, the technology that we had before was wonderful, and it's just even better now with the new merger.
That's good.
They offer us so many more tools for our clients.
Mm-hmm. That's
excellent.
Good.
I like
that's
it. Well, brilliant. If you can, you can join in on this conversation. And Scott, we have a couple mortgage topics I want to make sure we cover here real quick because we
sure.
get questions a lot. So we were talking in the last segment about FHA versus conventional,
mm-hmm.
and as you get somebody that's trying to decide which program is right for them, what do you tell clients?
Well, I don't really tell them anything, but what I do is I try to ask as many questions as I possibly can in order to give them the best guidance possible, depending on what they do qualify for. So, for instance, if somebody is looking at buying a $100,000 house and wants to only put 5% down, and they're a first-time home buyer, well, it may make sense, and they have a 740 credit score, it may make sense for us to do a conventional mortgage
mm-hmm.
with lender-paid mortgage insurance. Because, and the reason I say that is there's a myth out there, or a misconception, let's just say, that there is no that you can get a loan without mortgage insurance. And that's not the case if you put less than 20% down on a conventional mortgage.
All right, so let's be very frank with this, because it's really a false advertising from companies that puts that myth out there.
Correct.
They'll advertise, 5% down with no mortgage insurance, but what's the truth behind that?
Well, the truth is there's two different options when it comes to mortgage insurance when you put less than 20% down. One, which everybody's probably familiar with, is monthly mortgage insurance. The other option is something called lender-paid mortgage insurance, where the lender, Cornerstone, let's just say, we have a slightly higher interest rate, and then it gives us the ability to buy out that monthly mortgage insurance.
And what are the scenarios where lender-paid mortgage insurance is better than monthly?
That's a good question. So typically, if you're a first-time home buyer and you're putting 5% down, it may be best to go with lender-paid mortgage insurance. And the reason I say that is because typically a first-time home buyer is going to be in their house around 5 years. And if you're going to put 5% down, it's literally going to take you, if you don't pay anything extra on that principal to accelerate
mm-hmm.
the equity, okay, to where you have that 20% equity in the property, you make that minimum monthly payment, it literally will take you 9 years to get to that 20% equity
mm-hmm.
if you were to make that minimum monthly payment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to make more sense to do lender-paid mortgage insurance because that payment is less than with mortgage insurance.
It accelerates it.
Okay.
Correct.
That makes a lot more sense. And rarely is somebody going to be in a loan for 30 years.
Correct.
I mean, we just hardly ever see it.
Especially first-time home buyers.
Right, right. Because one of the questions is, how long are you going to live in the house? But then also, how long are you going to have this loan?
It's
almost more important. Because where rates are today, they may be low enough where it's unlikely rates will go low enough to refinance this, unless at some point, there may be some point where there's enough equity they want to cash out to be able to redo a kitchen or some other home improvement.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, you never know what's going to happen down the road. One of the spouses could potentially lose their job and they may need to refinance because they've, they have some credit card debt that they potentially need to pay off. Or as they pay down their mortgage over time, kids grow up, you may need to pull out some money to pay for some college. We know that that's not getting any cheaper as we get older.
Right.
I know.
Absolutely. One of the things I'm hearing when I listen to you talk about this is that frequently clients come in and they think they already know exactly what they're looking for.
Okay? Right.
But if they're open to actually listening to advice, you're going to ask enough questions, and this is where you really need a professional on your side that's going to ask you the right questions so that a professional advisor can help uncover a solution that may not be the original solution that you thought you were going to get as a consumer.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%.
And that's where it comes, like, really taking your ego out of it when you go look for a mortgage and being open to hearing what a professional has to say.
Yeah, I mean, in my mind, a good loan officer will spend quality time with the borrower and the client to make sure that they're asking all the appropriate questions to give them the best options available that are that they qualify for based on their financial situation.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Scott Chapman, one of the top loan officers for Cornerstone Mortgage. And we also have Kim Anderson from Berkshire Hathaway. And Kim, when we're talking about that professional advice, because getting professional advice from your loan officer is really important, but also people need to listen to their realtor. And do you get people that frequently they think they're going to dictate the terms and tell you what to put in on an offer versus listening to your advice?
Absolutely. I get those people sometimes. Most of my clients do listen to my advice. They know that I have the experience and the education and I'm going to take them in the right direction. But sometimes they have their own opinion and they are the boss. And so I will do what they say, but I have to tell them what I think is best for them.
Right.
Most often they end up taking my advice.
Right. And that's where you have the professional responsibility to at least put your opinion out
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
Or they learn their lesson the hard way.
Right. Well, would you tell a surgeon how to, you know, do the surgery?
Right. I want to cut over here.
I'm not going to. I'm going to listen to what you guys have to say, that's for sure. Now, Kim, you've been in the business for how many years?
14 years.
14 years. So you and Scott are, you've been together a long time.
We've grown
Scott
our business together.
I've worked together for 10 years, yeah. And I wouldn't be as successful as I am without him in my corner for
that's
sure.
Good
and vice
know.
Versa.
Well, so tell us about that partnership, because when you guys have worked together for 10
most
years.
Most of your career.
Yeah, 10 years together. When it comes to a partnership between a really good realtor and a really good loan officer, why is that important for a consumer, and what is it that makes a good relationship?
Well, for me, I mean, it's nice to have him with Cornerstone. He has the perfect loan process. They keep me updated every week, not just me, but the realtor on the other end of the deal. And our clients. And so every Friday I get an update. I don't have to worry, is he doing his job? Do I need to call him? Do I need to remind him of his important dates for my clients? I know it's getting done. I know it's getting done right. And I know that my clients are getting the best possible service that they can get from their lender.
Well, Scott, how about you? What makes the relationship special with Kim?
You know, I think it comes down to her integrity and her honesty and her professionalism and the fact that she is 24/7 around the clock. Anytime I have a question, she is available, and she's a phenomenal real estate agent, and she's fantastic at what she does.
Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.
Well, and that proactive communication is important. You mentioned that, Kim, and it's surprising how rare that is. Mm-hmm. I mean, it shouldn't be rare, but it is.
It is. It is rare. I mean, I don't know anybody else that has a relationship with their lender like I do. And, I mean, I know his whole family. We're very good friends. I love his family. And I believe everything he tells me and go to him for guidance and send all my clients and family to him.
That's awesome. It says a lot.
Yeah, it does say a lot. I love hearing that, because that's there's a level of trust there, and there's a level of communication that if somebody uses a lender other than the one you recommend with Scott, how do you have to handle that process differently?
Mm-hmm. I get a lot of extensions on closings. I just got a phone call before we came in here, and a closing that is supposed to be happening Monday, and this is going to be our fourth extension, is not going to happen again on Monday. I have the seller. I don't have the buyer, or they would be at Cornerstone. I had one last week, and there were five deals that were affected by it because one person couldn't get their loan. It's a total domino effect.
Yeah.
So it's nice that I don't ever have to worry about that. I don't know if we've ever had to get an extension. We move things up. We move things up.
We're ready to close early.
Okay. Yes, we close early.
What I love, our standard at Cornerstone, that we have to have figures, closing figures to the title company, minimum of 3 days before closing. And that's a great standard, because there aren't last-minute closing issues when we do that. It just solves that problem.
There's never an issue.
Because you're proactive.
Right.
Right.
It makes all the difference in the world.
Right. Well, and if there ever is a question at the closing table, our closers are, you know, they're told very strictly that they will answer the phone when we call them from the closing table. If there's anything that we need.
Yeah, we just got an email from Jim.
Right.
The other day.
Our boss just sent that out and said, if they don't answer the phone, call my cell phone.
Yes, he gave out his cell phone for the first time I've ever received that cell phone.
I made sure to put that in my contact.
I did not delete that email.
Well, tell you what, I have a lot more questions because, Kim, as a real estate professional, I want to know about the market today and what you're seeing out there and what advice you can give consumers to know where the opportunities are and the things that they really need to know, whether they're listing a property or buying a property. So we're going to ask those questions when we return. And if you'd like more information on Kim Anderson or on Scott Chapman, visit our website at DougHaldeman.com and look for the blog post on this. We'll post the audio to this, and we'll also post contact information for both of them. So DougHaldeman.com, DougHaldeman.com. Look for Kim Anderson and Scott Chapman. You'll hear more when we return. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.